Tribune earlier today, StarTribune.com, Minnesota Star Tribune, a story about just the enormous disparity regarding Wisconsin and Minnesota and regulations with cannabis. Individual is quoted in the story multiple times as a lawyer, Jason Tarasek, and we're bringing Jason in to expand on this story. Right now, recreational marijuana is legal in Minnesota, yet to be legalized in Wisconsin. Seems like, Jason, that Wisconsin feels like because of the farm bill in 2018 and the, I guess, subjective nature of what's allowed, what's not allowed, and what they can offer up. But you know this better than I. I was pretty surprised at reading this story about, this is an understatement, the stark differences on cannabis in the two states. Thank you for your time, first of all. Give people some examples and why you think you have these neighboring states who are looking at it so differently.
Yes, well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I think the differences can be described simply by viewing the composition of the legislature and the governor's office. I think you have a state in Wisconsin that is a few years behind Minnesota simply because they have a unique political situation where the Republicans control the legislature. They have a governor who is a Democrat, and they haven't had the will yet to take on cannabis head on like we did here in Minnesota over the last few years.
Is Wisconsin in good legal standing on what is taking place? Because I saw there's one example where the DEA stepped in. Is that more on the individuals who own that store? Or is that the federal government looking at Wisconsin and saying, we're trying to send you a message also?
Yeah, I think the federal government's definitely trying to send a message there. I mean, the situation in Wisconsin, I think I said this in the Star Tribune article. I apologize if I'm repeating myself, but they are essentially where we were here in Wisconsin. I'm sorry, in Minnesota, roughly 2-3 years ago, where you had products being sold, smoke shops elsewhere, but there were no regulations surrounding them. And with the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill at the federal level, it removed hemp from the Federal Controlled Substances Act and then expressly legalized any products that would be sold so long as it had no more than 0.3% Delta-9 THC in it. Well, what we didn't anticipate was that there are all sorts of other forms of THC, Delta-8 THC, that can get you high, just like Delta-9, but that no one quite anticipated when they passed the Farm Bill, and there were basically no regulations surrounding Delta-8. And so you've got shops in Wisconsin selling what shops were selling here 3 years ago, vapes with Delta-8, gummies with Delta-8, and then, of course, beverages and edibles like we have here with Delta-9, yep, but only so long as it's 0.3% of the composition of the product.
Okay, so the way you've laid this out, do you anticipate it's just an automatic that Wisconsin 2-3 years from now will be about where Minnesota is right now? Or do you have a feel, because of some of the political differences that you mentioned, that maybe Wisconsin will not go as far as Minnesota has?
Well, if I have anything to do with it, I will make sure Wisconsin starts legalizing things quicker than that. But I'm just one guy. I've done what I can here in Minnesota, and grateful for the Democrats and even some Republicans who voted for both initially the edible products derived from hemp that we legalized in 2022, and then, of course, the adult-use cannabis we legalized in 2023. I mean, you've got a situation in Wisconsin where there is no one in their legislature that I'm aware of who is ready to champion a legalization bill, number one, and no one even focused on hemp-derived THC products that we're discussing during this conversation. So, you know, this is complicated stuff. Legislators don't get it. Regulators don't get it. Most of the public doesn't understand it. And the only way we were able to expressly legalize these hemp-derived edible products here in Minnesota was to convince a few legislators that it was a health risk, you know, and we said these things are being sold. Arguably, they're legal under the federal farm bill, but there are no regulations. There's no testing requirements, no labeling requirements surrounding these products. So at the very least, we buttoned that up and we said no smokables on the hemp side. So it's only edibles, beverages, gummies, et cetera. And that we were able to get passed here. And frankly, I'm optimistic that even the Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature will see the wisdom in that.
Jason Tarasek is with us, a lawyer clearly involved in the cannabis business. Okay, let me ask one more question this, and I'm going to get back to Minnesota. The other states throughout the union, have they taken a bit of the approach that Wisconsin has, that they don't need to go as far as Minnesota and what's allowed and building a political coalition and getting specific laws changed, and they feel like the 2018 Farm Bill allows them to do pretty much as they want?
It is an absolute patchwork. I don't think you can say that there is a common denominator here. I mean, Wisconsin, I think, is unique in that they have essentially adopted the federal farm bill as their hemp statute. So I could see.
Which in a lot of cases, Jason, that's a defendable position, right? If the federal government has a position, there are many states in many areas say, okay, here's the federal policy. We're going to stay with it.
100%. But I will say, again, when the federal government passed that farm bill, I don't think they could have predicted that Delta 8 vapes would suddenly be on the market. And the federal government has not stepped up to regulate that. So it's left to the states to do that. Some have, some haven't. And to this point, Wisconsin has chosen not to.
All right, let's get to Minnesota. Why doesn't the state have a full-time cannabis director yet? We had the one person came in and dismissed quickly. We've had an interim person for over a year. Why is this taking this long?
I wish I knew the answer to that question. I will say, in her defense, interim director Charlene Briner has done a fantastic job. She's assembled a fantastic team.
But she said she doesn't want the job full time, right?
True.
A fair point.
Yeah, it's a difficult job, but she didn't, you know, go out looking for it necessarily. But that office is now staffed with dozens of people, and it is a far cry from where it was a year ago. Sure, it would be great to have someone at the helm. There are rumors that perhaps the fact that the presidential ticket includes our governor may have something to do with it, and perhaps we want to leave that choice to our lieutenant governor, who may be our next governor.
I guess I'm going to push back on that because the position was open for 10 months before Walls was selected, right?
That is true. I have no insider information. I'm purely speculating.
When will we see all the regulations worked out here in this state? So if people want to buy even more of the product, that will be available.
Yes, they are in process. We are still optimistic that we will see dispensaries open, licensed dispensaries selling adult-use cannabis products, first quarter, maybe second quarter, 2025.
Do we need to have a director before that happens?
Not necessarily. There has been a application period opened for what we call social equity applicants who are now waiting to see whether they will be the lucky names pulled out of a lottery. And once the rules are finished, those lottery winners will be able to open for business. So let's say you win a retail license in this lottery. Again, assuming the rules are finished sometime early next year, retail dispensaries will start opening.
And just to remind folks, the retail dispensary will have a variety of products, including traditional marijuana that people viewed to smoke.
Exactly.
Yep. Jason, thank you so much. I appreciate the information.
Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Jason Tarasek, a lawyer involved in this.